Blog Talk Radio.
Bitumen, gentlemen, that sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight, bitumen. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid them in, get them in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid them in. Gonna start at 3, can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look-see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid them in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid them in, get them in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let them look at her flanks. Bid them in. 350's bid and I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid them in, get them in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid, I'm in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid, I'm in, get 'em in, bid, I'm in.
greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chicago's Black Experience in Hand. The air date of this episode is June 2020. What we're talking about tonight is detrimental activities. So when we are having this in-depth conversation of sellouts and the damage they continue to do to the Black community, this episode will be uncensored, and it is for those of 18 years of age and older. And we should be joined by our co-host shortly. And we're coming to you tonight, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, from San Mateo County, California, in the heart of Silicon Valley. And I see that we have a caller there. Is that the one and only Brother Isaiah?
Yes, it is. What's going on, Bubba Shabaka? You took us to church with that song.
Oh, yes, sir. The name of that song there, Brother Isaiah, is called Respect Yourself. It was very popular
right.
in the early 1970s. And that there was a live version of it of a concert that they gave August of 1972 at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum at an event called Wattstacks. And yes, I was there. Okay, although I was very, very young at that time, and that's why I had played it. Now, lately, of what we've been seeing going on out here, people, we've been having a lot of these fake-ass motherfuckers coming out here that they're for Black Lives Matter, that they're, you know, for our Black rights and what have you, okay? And a lot of these sons of bitches have been infiltrators. They've been sellouts. And, of course, for some odd reason, you know, this illness of the coon, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's bad, and it's real bad, you know. And then, of course, you know, Silicon Valley. It's very heavy, man. Even on your side of the world, man, on my side of the world, from Maryland and California,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I've been seeing a lot of this activity, you know, that's been going on there in Denver, Colorado. And definitely, of course, we want to give a shout out there to Mile High News in Denver, Colorado, News Force and Bias, in which I'm their West Coast correspondent. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our producer and co-host is the one and only Mad Dr. D. And hopefully he should be chiming in, you know, from Southern California. Okay, now, when Mr. Floyd was murdered by the savage, you know, the foot on the neck and what have you. Okay, you've been seeing a great deal of demonstrations, not only in the United States, in the North and South, in the East and the West, but we're also seeing a lot of it around the world, too. Now, the traitors and the sellouts and the detrimental activities are, you know, these punk-ass YouTubers who's going out here who don't see colors, because I saw a couple of some silly-ass bastards, you know, talking about, you know, they ain't never been to Africa, that they ain't Africans and all this, and they want to call themselves Americans. So go up there, kill, raping, slave-trading, pedophile.
Right, they was just saying I'm a slave. It wasn't a choice for slavery and all that bullshit. Like, yo, like, how that one wasn't a choice? Like, that shit is crazy. Come on now.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Isaiah. And what it is this is why we've created the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead, is because, see, you still got a lot of these brain dead motherfuckers who are out here, you see what I mean? Really, very much so. Who wants to sit up
they
here and say
want
that
they
don't
acceptance from them. They always want the crazy acceptance from them, and they don't even want our acceptance. They just, you know, they just want to do it for the money, and that's all that shit is.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, what we can look at is that we had traitors and coons and sellouts all along ever since that we were brought to these shores. Okay, now, the so-called lie, or the lie about Black people sold themselves into slavery. Now, what had happened was when them stinking the ass savages who did not know how to wash their ass that came from Europe,
on
the continent. So the barbarians, and then they came with a book of lies. You see what I'm saying? And in the quote, you know, some of our scholars on the continent of Africa, in the beginning, we had land, and the European or Pisan had the Bible. We lowered our heads to pray and closed our eyes. And when we raised our heads and opened our eyes, we had the Bible and we had, and they had the land. You see, so when they came in there to you with that prepackaged bullshit, you see what I'm saying? And then our people had went along with this shit, okay? This is how, you know, they started manipulating them, you know, taking some of our people away. Now, of course, we had internal conflicts on our continent, you know, just like other groups have had, okay? So then the quote-unquote sellers of African slaves who were Africans, quite naturally, of course, as we all know, that they, too, were captured as slaves themselves.
Right.
So it's very, very important that we recognize that fact. As you see, because see, the traitor isn't. You see what I'm saying? And this is one of his detrimental activities to sit up here and to believe this garbage. Oh, well, we sold ourselves off into slavery. And then you get these punk ass scratching house Negroes, Candace Owens. Ben Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
It's a basement. She don't need to. She don't need to be speaking for us. Like she already got. You know, she already married to. You know, one of the savages anyway.
Yeah, so that there just goes to show you where her, you know, loyalty lies. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? And then
she said about George Floyd, like that he was no hero and all that bullshit. She's talking to that on the, she just basically talked down to the man, like, come on now, come on now, like, that a life bomb have to be taken all because of a stupid $20 bill, man.
Right, and then to find out too, brother Isaiah, that the $20 bill was in fact a legitimate $20 bill. And it was not counterfeit, so therefore, no crime occurred. Okay, and I'm of the opinion that
I could have left out that $20 bill. Look who's on the $20 bill, Andrew Jackson, and we already know
trading pedophiles.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, too, and I'm seeing these cave beasts are out here saying that they're getting upset because they're tearing down these Confederate statues and these flags and these stars and bars. And I think NASCAR, one of the drag racing circuits, you know, had refused to show, you know, the Confederate flag. They don't want it flying at its events. In addition to, let's go to the NFL. And let's definitely tell them that they may go fuck themselves as well, is because what they did to Colin Kaepernick was wrong. Now these motherfuckers are coming about, well, we made a mistake way back then. Fuck you and your mistake, is because you motherfuckers knew what you were doing. Yeah, the first time around, you see. And then they got some of these fancy-ass ball players, and I'm not going to mention their names, who sit up there and went along with that bullshit. You see what I'm saying? So once again, the traitors and their detrimental activities. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, what we have to do is that we have to get on code. We have to come up with some checks and balances so we don't have this type of shit. You see what I mean? You know, perpetuating is because you could best believe is that these other groups of people here in the United States, you know, they have a code that they step to, that they adhere to for themselves. And as one of our scholars had stated a while back, is that what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, currently is a intra-racial hatred toward black people. Okay, so which means is that all these other groups are against us now, and all we got is each other. So therefore, we're going to have to start turning our backs on the Ben Carsons. We're going to have to start turning our backs on the Candace Owens, and definitely let it be known. Yeah, Al Sharpton, all them sellout motherfuckers. You know, Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago, another sellout. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we have to turn our backs back on them. And then also, too, another sack of shit that we need to crumb bomb on is an asshole by the name of Bobby Rush, who is a congressman up out of Chicago, who authorized this shit called Trace, you know, about this coronavirus shit, you know, which a lot of these bastards come up to in your house, take everybody's temperature, and then if they feel that you're not, you know, well or whatnot, they take you up out of there. Yeah, so, you know, he's more worried about...
They want to get that vaccine. Yeah. She's like, come on, no,
yeah.
We're not going to stick no needle up in me. Should I feel fine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then to keep in mind, or two, is that Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, they should be the first ones to go out here and to take
exactly.
this goddamn vaccine. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then give some
they
to Donald
be
Trump.
The guinea pigs, not us.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Let them
yeah,
be the guinea
give
pigs.
Some to Fauci. Oh, yeah. Give some to the whole Trump regime, you know. Let that motherfucker take some as well, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give it to his raggedy ass broad, you know what I'm saying? Give it to Stormy Daniels.
And his kid,
and,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. She can go spank his ass and some more with some magazines, you know what I mean? And then also to these traitors who want us to go out here and vote, you know, for this Democratic Party. One of you damn traitors and sellouts gonna get your head up out of your asses and realize the fact that they're not killing us because we're Democrats. They're not killing us because
mm-hmm.
we're Republicans.
Republican.
They're not killing us because we're rich. They're not killing us because
right.
we're poor. They're killing us
right.
because we're black people
okay.
in America.
Right.
And our ancestors already had laid down this knowledge for us, well, damn it, 60 years ago. You see? But due to the public indoctrination centers of where they miseducate our youth, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So once
right.
again, you know, that black teacher, you know, who's another traitor and detriment, you know, to our community, they're not teaching our children
right.
the real.
Yeah.
See, they want our children to be dumbed down just because they are afraid, you know, of black youth, of uprising. You see, this is what happened 50 years ago, and this is why they made it a point for us to regress 100 years in the last 50 years. And then to mention a fact as well, too, is that the shattering of the black family unit, okay, is because, as you know,
strong black male
have,
in the household.
Yeah, exactly.
Strong black fathers
exactly.
need to be in the house.
Right. And then also, too, we might have a caller calling in tonight, you know, who is to be smooth roasted because he's that dude that regurgitates that Tommy Sotomayor bullshit. No, okay.
Please don't
let him in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's his ass days to call. He's because each time he calls in, you know, he's on. But really, though, I feel sorry for the brother. In the long run, but I do appreciate.
He's not even a brother, though, Chewbacca. Right? He's not even a brother.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Just more like a,
again,
yeah, like a weak mindset.
Yeah, yes, yeah, sir. With the detrimental mindset and detrimental activities. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we are reaching out, you know, for some sponsors for Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, because just like the rest of us, you know, we got hit very, very bad economically, you know, with this COVID shit and this stay-at-home
right.
shit and what have you, you know. And if you do donate to the platform, you're definitely more than welcome to come on here to co-host. You're definitely more than welcome to mention what you got going on in your community. You can most definitely come up here and mention what you got going on for your business, is because it's up to us to take care of us and that we all got
right.
to make a living. Now, also, too,
right.
What we are seeing that's kind of interesting is that we are seeing these other groups, non-blacks, coming in out mentioning, you know, Black Lives Matter. Now, let's be real about
Black
Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing that. Yeah, I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that around my way, too. I've been seeing these crazy white protesters. I just got a question, like, are they really down for our cause, or they just want to join in? Just, you know, just to if they really want to, you know, join the cause, they should gather around and they should, like, tell their people to stop killing my people, you know, our people, Bob Chewbacca, if they want to be down for the cause like that.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. And then also, too, I definitely want to get out there to Raw for TV, you know, Mr. Palmetto, you know, who's the host over there and what have you. He's welcome to call in tonight because I appreciate him allowing me on his platform last night. And he was definitely talking about very, very good issues about defunding the damn police. You see what I'm saying? And then, too, is that you got a lot of these traitors who are black in the police department that sit up there and support this shit. You see what I mean? So therefore, so when the police go out
and black, the black police officer not helping us either.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's precisely my point. You know, just like we saw what happened in your town, man, with Freddie Gray. You had two black police officers over there. Me personally, they should have said a special circumstance their asses is because you said they should have checked on that brother to make sure that he was secure.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And make sure he had a safe ride off in there. You see, so this is the problem with Boone. You see, this is the problem with the traitor and the detrimental activities. But I definitely want to give a shout out there to the gentleman in Kentucky who was with Ms. Brianna, you know, when her home was illegally invaded. And he returned fire, you know, to protect his lady friend and to protect himself and to protect their home. But unfortunately, you know, she was shot 8 times and which she had passed away from these gunshot wounds. And then information that I've came across is that they had filled out a police report that was practically empty, you know, down there. I got an unconfirmed report on this. But what it is the motherfucker who signed that shit, his ass belongs in jail. Including the bastard who went in there and served the illegal warrant. They belong in jail. And I say go ahead and hit these motherfuckers with conspiracy and special circumstance their asses. It's because I think through their bravado.
They always keep on saying, like, oh, we should, our time our police, like, they say, oh, like, the cops, like, post bail, the post bail, or they not getting the they're going on the sentence or nothing, like that. It's crazy. Like, why you wanna fire the police officer for shooting over to trying to shoot another black person? Like, come on now, that's not right. They should get the damn, you know what? They should get like life in prison instead of. You see how they be doing us. They be taking us to jail and they get us life. Listen, they should do the same thing with those damn cops. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, me personally, I think the cops ought to go ahead and get death penalty is because with them supposedly to be having a public trust and looking out for the public welfare, you see, they're in violation of that. Now, the thing is you have to understand is that these motherfuckers volunteered to be police officers, so therefore it's not that they were drafted into the military or something like that. You know, they went up there
and they had the nerve to say, I'm
here
for my life. And why are you a goddamn police officer if you fear for your life? You should not be a police officer then if you fear for your life.
Exactly, you know, and if you're that fucking scary, you shouldn't even have the goddamn job, you know. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, be advised is that our chat room is open, so definitely chime into our chat room. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you can follow Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You can also follow us on Twitter at Shabaka EXP. And then get with us on Facebook, hit our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and this is where you'll get all the updated information of the episodes that we got coming up. Okay, and our hashtags for tonight are Black People, Mile High News, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, RPG, Black Men, Africa, Black I Stand, Black Panthers, Black Power, We All We Got, and Black Women. And we definitely, of course, want to give a shout out there, you know, to New Era Chicago of the work that they've been doing. Definitely want to give a shout out there to Black I Stand Radio as well, too. And definitely we want to give a shout out there to Do the Knowledge Radio as well, too. And definitely we want to give a shout out there to Talk Real Solutions as well. Now, getting back, you know, to the traders, okay. is that you definitely had a lot of traitors doing slavery. And this is why Sister Harriet Tubman had did what she had did in regard to when she says that once you get on this train to freedom, there's no turning back. So then when a coward-ass motherfucker got up there talking about, well, we got to go back to mass, and, you know, we've been so good at us, we can't do that. And the sister was simply, you know, giving them the choice of either to be killed or to be free. And I'm quite sure that Sister Harriet Tubman did have to kick a lot of these lame-ass motherfuckers off the planet, you know, as well.
She did say, like, like, ain't no turning back. You better not tell. No, and you better not tell. And if you do, should I just have to hunt you down myself?
No, Brother Isaiah, she didn't hunt him down. She either killed that motherfucker or he was going to be on the train ride. See? His choices were very, very limited. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Then, of course, she had to do that for her security. Then, of course, the security, you know, for the runaway slaves. And then, of course, to protect the Underground Railroad, just because we do know as it functioned that she would go from place to place, lay dormant, you know, get fed up, get supplies, keep moving. She just kept moving north. And a lot of them even went so far as to say, well, hell, we'll go up there and cross the Great Lakes, and we'll just go straight into Canada, because at least we know when we're in Canada, we're not in the United States, and we will not be subjugated to the, what they call that there, the Fugitive Slave Act of 1857. You know, because as we all know, what that was is if a slave escaped the plantations of Georgia and made it out to California, where slavery was not the law in California at that time during the gold rush, then the feds would come along here, take them back, you know, to Georgia. And we only know what it would happen to the slave once he got back to the rape and slave trade and barbarian. Okay, let's look at Georgia here, what happened with Mr. Armand Arbery. So if that did happen to Mr. Arbery here in 2020, you can imagine what it was like in 1820. Let's look at, you know, what happened to, you know, the brother up there in Minneapolis, Mr. George Floyd. You know, if he was a runaway slave and was enslaved down there in Mississippi or Alabama or what have you, and made it to a free state and got taken back, you know, he was property of the master, and the master could do only, you know, what he wanted with his slaves, you see. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, definitely give us a call here at 516-418-5996. Press 1 to speak live on air. We'd be more than happy to have you, as well as we're dealing with traitors and their detrimental activities.
Mm-hmm.
And we are definitely having an in-depth conversation, you know, of the current day sellouts and the damage that they continue to do to the black community. Now, let's look at these raggedy-ass, stinking-ass bras like Diamond and Silk, okay, who used to stream up there.
Don't get me started with them, too. They should name them Macoonette 1 and 2, Dang 1 and Dang 2 from the book Dr. Seuss from the Cat in the Hat. And that's what they look like.
Yeah, because they were a joke. And the sad part about it is that how people will sit up there and they will listen and believe this bullshit that they put out there. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at another guy, and I'm only going to say his name one time on my podcast because we don't support none of his shit. This is a stinking-ass son of a bitch by the name of Tommy Sotomayor, I think.
He just a bad name right there. Like he always be talking down on us and talking down on our black women also. Like we don't have nobody to rely on shit.
Yeah. Well, you see, man, guys like Sotomayor, man, you know, they paid agents, you know what I'm saying? It's because the research that I've done, it's no good sack of shit, is that he is an agent of Rush Limbaugh. You see what I mean? Yeah. And like
and
I told him that he ain't
on
shit.
Side too.
Oh, yeah. And then, like I said, in the sorry-ass motherfucker, if he's out there, you know, he's welcome to call in here as well, too. And the only thing he's going to do is get on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially if we don't deal with house Negroes. You know what I mean? You know,
not
this is straight RPG for life, you see? And then also, too, you know, and I do notice is that the more we talk about RPG, the more traitors that we get coming up out the woods.
Right.
You see? And
don't forget about those on some these black, those black entertainers, too. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like Kanye West. And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah. Kanye West, Steve Harvey, Morgan Freeman, you know, who's another sellout. And I really don't give a good goddamn how much money they got. It's because just like that old game of dominoes that everybody's familiar with, all money ain't good money. Okay,
good money.
I think we got a heckler right here coming in off this 803 number. So we're going to mute him right here. Okay, let's see. 803, yeah. You on the air,
Mr. Biker, what's going on? This is Palmetto Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary.
Oh,
what's going on with you, brother?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, Mr. Palmetto Star, man. Hey, come on with it.
No, it's not the heckler y'all expected.
Okay, I was about to say, man. I was like, oh, Lord.
Okay,
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 brother. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, everything, I'm just, you know, I'm just seeing this fall, this empire, you know, just watching back. Getting some popcorn, not literally because I'm fasting, but you know, just watching the fall of this great empire, or wicked empire, I should say. You feel me?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm loving it, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm sitting right over here, Palmetto, right here in Silicon Game Valley, man. I'm right here at their front door, man. And I would tell
that's
them in their face, man. And just like I'm telling them right now, they may go fuck themselves because they sit up here, they perpetuate this bullshit as well, too. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now, the thing is now is that my colleagues at Mile High News had brought out there, too, that I have to give them their respect on it. They see this is going all the way around the world. It's because I've even heard people, man, protesting about what happened with Mr. Floyd, man, as far as far away as France, Brazil, in Latin America, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, man, something that's going on right here. And this has been yes, sir. And this has been the most significant time in history dealing with how they brutalized our people, man, since the 1960s. You see what I'm saying? It's because I was a kid in the 1960s, man, you know, so I'm guessing one of the baby boomers, man, and we're on our way out. And it's definitely up to you millennials, man, and your Generation X cats, man, to carry on the torch, man. You're doing a very, very fine job, as you did yourself last night there, Mr. Palmetto. You know what I'm saying? Definitely love participating, man, on your podcast, and you're more than welcome, man, you know, to come up here and get down with us, man, just because we're trying to raise the awareness level, number one, and then also, two, we emphasize the man of doing black businesses as well as ourselves, too, and also, too, for us to have a stronger black media as well, too, so it don't get fingerprints on it, man, like CNN, NBC, and then you get these sellout-ass motherfuckers, man, that you got on these major networks, man, you know, that are selling us down the toilet as well, too, because a lot of them are pitching. Yes, they. And the reason why they do capitulate is because, you know, they got puppet masters, man, and they simply on the strings for it, you know. Now, what I've been seeing in mainstream media, I've been seeing everybody talking about Black Lives Matter. I've been seeing everybody saying that we are men and all this right here, which is great, beautiful. But what I do not see, which we did see 50 years ago of us defending ourselves, you see what I'm saying, is because there was a faction. We all know who that was, and we don't even have to say that. Who are about defending ourselves is because we have the right to exist, you know, just like anybody else. Anything that lives has a natural right to live once it has been born and it takes a breath of life, you see. But however, with us, is that they don't want us, you know, forming no type of gun club. They don't want us forming no type of defense mechanisms. They don't want us, you know, forming any type of thing that will allow for our self-sufficiency. But however, you know, we are most definitely going to emphasize our self-sufficiency. We are most definitely going to emphasize, you know, defending ourselves. And most definitely, people with Mile High News definitely check out the Unity community, and you can go on YouTube and check out Mile High News, like and subscribe to it, you know, because I am their West Coast correspondent. You know, they come on there, you know, every Wednesday night. You know, they make their productions on Tuesday night, but they show the production every Wednesday night. So definitely get with them and get with us on that, is because it is news for us and by us. You see what I mean? And so I am their West Coast correspondent. So, of course, you know, we're going out here seeking out information on our own, getting news on our own. And we definitely appreciate what the brothers had did in St. Louis a couple of weeks back, where they got out there and they shut down some, one of those Asian businesses, you see. So we definitely need to see more of that. And then also, too, you know, we have to emphasize to our young people the power, you know, of the economical dollar. You see what I mean? And we have to start channeling it for ourselves. How do we do that? Keep our children about the public indoctrination centers, okay? It's because they are saying we got to shut down the schools. Hey, that was the best thing that ever happened for black children. Is therefore, we'll be forced to homeschool
and
our children.
I was about to say that too, Brother Shabak. Speaking of this so-called COVID-19, like, black parents should take their time with their children, time to homeschool them. Because we got time to do that. Because since they want to shut down the schools, it's your time to homeschool.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the time to do it and start planting the seeds. You see what I mean? Start emphasizing growing our own food. Start emphasizing conducting and dealing with our own commerce. You see what I mean? And keep in mind, we came a long way, you know, in the last 150 years, but we still got a long way to go. And then I'm sure you'll agree with me, Brother Palmetto, is that of the regression that we saw in our people, man, you know, in the last 50 years, mentally, we have regressed 100 years. You see what I mean? And Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, you know, in her writings, you know, she had mentioned that, too, is because when they was making all these Negro movies in the early 70s, man, Shaft, Superfly, Coffee and all that, they were projecting the negative, and they were constantly using this NGR term. You see what I'm saying? And as Dr. Frances Welsinger said in her research and in her work, is that what will happen is that the generation will go out here and that they will use this term, you know, as a term of endearment of which they are doing, but they do not realize the detriment of what they are causing. And the sad part about it is that when they do it, they will not even recognize the detriment. Case in point, I was in Reno, Nevada recently, you know, which isn't too far from here. So there's these two truck drivers sitting down talking. One was a brother, and I think the other dude was a Mexican or something like that. And so the Mexican, they kept using the term nigger with the brother. The brother said, hey, man, check this out, man. You know, I'm not nobody's nigger, you know what I mean? And don't use that shit. Now, keep in mind, you know, he's in y'all's age group, Palmetto and Isaiah. You see what I'm saying? And so the Mexican wanted to fight him. He went on and threatened the brother. And I went on and asked the brother, hey, man, you got the means to protect yourself? He says, oh, hell yeah, he does. And he says, man, I was up here talking to this dude, and he kept always wanting to use this nigga term, and I checked him on it. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy. We need to have more of that. When I was coming up, man, they would call us that. We just used to just go on and beat their asses. You see what I'm saying? And that's why they didn't use that term quite a bit, you know, in the 1970s and 80s and what have you. But however, when the hip-hop generation that came about, you know, with their music, particularly N.W.A. Yeah, I mean, let's look at what N.W.A. stands for. Niggas with attitude.
Niggas with attitude.
1992. You say, okay, now you're trying to go up here and trying to normalize, you know, this derogatory term. You see what I'm saying? And the cold part about it is...
And I stopped saying that for you. I'm glad I stopped saying, because I used to say that. Then I said, you know, look up on it. I said to myself, I will never call another brother the N-word ever again, because that's so derogatory. I want to just call him my brother.
Oh, yes,
call the black man my brother.
So yes, sir. Absolutely.
And I stopped
that
saying
well,
that. It's been 8 years. And I just stopped saying it.
Okay, good, man. That's real good, Brother Isaiah. That's real good. It's because that I remember as a child, man, that I said it before when I was walking down the street in the late 60s and the brothers, you know, with the leather pieces on, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, hey, brother, what's going on? I said, well, mama, why are these men calling each other brothers? And then she went on and told me it's because I very well may be his brother. because of the rape and slave trade and pedophiles activities on the plantation system. I mean, you know, the sister, you know, would have children. Master come along, well, I want to sell off these kids, so I'm selling off this baby to this one. I'm selling off this baby to the next one right there. So that very well may have been your brother. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, if you have your ass scratches and your coons, you out there welcome to call in, you know what I'm saying? Because the only thing you're going to get here is smooth fucking roasted. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, and then you know how we get out here, brother. I said, you know, I do not mind, you know, shoving them the fuck up out here just like you too, brother Palmetto, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, man, you had some coon call the other night and you just want to say, hey, man, get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know. And then two,
please don't let them in.
Exactly. And then two, people be advised, I came across some recent information about the fuckery coming out of this place called Silicon Valley some more, because you do know is that they got apps of where you could have spoof phone numbers, right? They also got apps. You also got apps where you can get up there and change your voice, you see. So we most definitely, you know, want to put that up out there too, you know, as we come across this information right here. It's because here they just
if somebody calls and just got their voice, like it's really actually the dude be calling. Really,
I
do be calling
to
sound like a female. What the hell?
Yeah. You could do some shit like that to call them spoof phone numbers. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, too, you got all these Asians and people from India and all that shit. They doing a lot of hack attacking, you know, as well, too, with this internet.
Yeah.
You see, it's because when I travel, man, through the Bay Area right here and checking out public transportation, the main motherfuckers I see up there, man, coming off those BART trains, man, be these people from India, man, be these people from Asia and all that, and everybody's got some type of device. So, you know, they staying up nights, man, if I come out there and figure out what this shit is. Of course, as we already know, that Zuckerberg and company, you know, they already are heavily censoring.
We got new technology for you. Come and get it.
And it's definitely something, you know, they're fucking
around.
Yeah, I've
seen them out there on the street. I've seen them out there on the street trying to sell their shit. They'd be
oh,
we got this brand new cell phone for you. You would love this. Like, what the hell?
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't need a new
Let me say this. You might have seen this is Palmetto Star.
Let me say this
because I wanted to add on to what you guys were saying as far as with the nigger word. The N-word, as it's said in the mayonnaise mainstream media. N-word. Now, that is a very historic word. In fact, you can't even trace the beginning of that word because it actually comes from the word Naga, which means serpent people. There's two things that us as so-called African Americans or so-called Black people have called ourselves, and I'm talking about as collective Black people have called ourselves throughout time, and that's Black and nigger. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? The white man took the word nigger, flipped it, made it racist, because whatever they don't want us to fuck with, they make racist. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like they made the swastika racist. The Hitler made the swastika racist. So what I think we need to do with the word nigger, because it is powerful, the word Naga, it is a very powerful word. That's the only word that that can be found all throughout the world, basically in the same way. You have Nagasaki, which is basically Niggersaki. You got, you know what I'm saying, all these places that are named after Nagas and niggers and Black people. You feel me? So what we need to do, what we really need to do, there's a documentary out there called Return of the Return of the Dead or Return of the I'm trying to think the term. I'll look it up while we're talking, but Return of the Dead or Return of the something along those lines. But it goes into the Africans that were in Asia, the Naga people, and you know what I'm saying, it goes into all that and how it, you know what I'm saying, and how the serpent that is prominent on the pharaoh's crown that's prominent on the art in Asia. All of this has to do with us and the Naga people. What we had to do is detox from the white man's definition of that word, You know what I'm saying? And use it as, because, okay, I'm from the hip-hop generation y'all talking about. To me,
right.
You know, we say, I don't use the word. Me personally, just really, I don't use the word, honestly. I don't use the word myself. But I know that it has power. In my meditations, sometimes I'll say naga, nigga, different things of that nature. But I don't use the word personally in a regular discourse with people. But I'm saying, but speaking on the hip hop generation, it has a two-pronged thing. You know what I'm saying? Like a double edged sword. You can say,
right.
Oh, what's up, my nigga? That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's real and it's love and it's all that. You know what I'm saying? But then it's just like, oh, that nigga, and it's that white man. It's that white man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we gotta detox. And that's why I love living in Atlanta. I love y'all are out there seeing everything in Silicon Valley and all these other people. But out here is all the way 100% black where I'm at. I can't even remember when I seen another person.
Yes, Atlanta is most definitely. Yeah, man. It's definitely, you know, black capital right there too, you know, on commerce.
Right.
And I even think they're trying to get it going on down there, you know, with the movie making industry as well too. Now, as you know too, Palmetto, you always hear me talk about Los Angeles is because I grew up in a raggedy motherfucker. All right. Okay. Time, all right. Hollywood, we all know what goes on right there. So we're not even going to mention the garbage that goes on there. And the very, very sad part about that is that a whole lot of our people that came out here in the 20s and the 30s and what have you, and all they got was the jigaboo movies, things of that nature right there, Amos and Andy, Rochester, Yasser Boss, and that type of shit. But then there was the reason for
and the black woman is portrayed as Maeve, as the housekeeper and all that bullshit.
Billie Holiday herself, you know, the singer, Billie Holiday, that came up there in Harlem when Malcolm X was coming up in his hustling days. She even got a role out there in a couple of the movies, but they told her, well, for you to be seen here in Hollywood, you got to play the role of a maid. You see what I'm saying? You know, so then, of course, they showed her playing the role of the maid where she did get up there and do some singing, you know, of the great work that she did.
Right.
Because all
and
she
not
did
only on the, just the maid, only also as they did warm keeper for the white men and all that bullshit. Like, what the hell?
Brother Isaiah, starting the late 50s, the 60s, and definitely in the mid-1970s when they made this motion picture called Mandingo, that they really had showed you of what they were about. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not even going to give that day any type of recognition. It's because, you know, it was full. Motion picture, but you got to keep in mind is that Hollywood is not going to make any motion picture of anything positive about black people. So we have to
do
about Toussaint L'Ouverture. They're not going to make no positive films about Nat Turner. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come up here with some watered down bullshit like what they did with the Harriet movie that I heard about.
But,
and I heard some reviews so loud.
And
man,
I didn't
even
see it, and since I didn't. Because I heard that how the movie gave like a whole lot of bad reviews on that one.
And then on top of it as well too, you see, is that when we get these haters, you know, that wanna call into our show and shit of that nature right there. See what I'm saying? That did just make us feel great. And I see we got a call at the 510 area code. I think I know who that is.
No.
Put your work in on it, man. You know what I'm saying? Put your
work in on it.
I go ahead and let Palmetto handle it. Because, you know, Mr. Palmetto, very good.
All right. You can't handle him.
I'm going to let Palmetto handle your ass. I'm beating myself out. Go ahead with your shit.
Make sure you move me out, too.
Who is it on the line?
Yeah, so I wanted to say that, I mean, I don't know why we're all spinning our wheels here. One of the quickest ways to get anything accomplished is to first get rid of the black woman as head of household, like I've been saying. The black woman is the reason and is the single most destructive force in the black
community. Hold on. Something right here. I got to say something right here. So you're saying your mother, your mama, is the most single destructive force in your that has ever been, and you're sitting here on the phone with us right now. I'm asking you a question.
I haven't had the chance to finish my sentence before I was cut off, so I have nothing to say to nobody so I can finish my sentence. Y'all can talk all y'all want.
No, I'm asking you a question. Where you came here to talk, so I'm asking you a question about the black woman.
I haven't even finished talking before I was cut off by the host here, so I have nothing to say, so I'm able to get to fight. Because you don't even understand where I'm coming from, because I never had a chance to I never had a fair chance to get my thought across.
No,
so
go ahead.
I didn't have a chance to debate it before I get interrupted by one of you guys. So, I mean, you know, if I'm just going to keep
you in that's what you started off with.
You guys,
so you just, you're not, you get, you come in like, okay, go ahead and say what you had to say about the black woman.
Well, like I said, most of the reason why most black men can't get ahead, I'll tell you like this, you can pick any hood in the United States. I don't care if you're picking from Atlanta to Los Angeles, from Los Angeles to Washington, any hood in the United States where there's an abundance of single black mothers in any one neighborhood, I can show you that place is violent. There's a lot of violence in that neighborhood, schools included, where there's a lot of, if I have a black neighborhood where there's abundance of single black mothers, I can show you that place will be violent. That happens anywhere across the United States. Black women they've got the cops and the courts to run off all the good black men. That was the whole point. That's what I was saying. Black women and white supremacy are two sides of the same coin.
Oh, boy.
They are in bed with white supremacy.
What you're saying, there is something there, because white supremacy and pink, what I call pink power, I don't say white supremacy because there's nothing supreme about these gang members that call themselves white. There's nothing supreme about them. So pink power, they do utilize black women to disenfranchise and to discombobulate the black man. They do that. There is a cabal of black women that utilize those systems. At the same time, it is our job as men, because we are the ones that know that we are in charge, to step up and to make sure we get these women on code. That's what you got to be on code. You got to put down the law and put down what you are putting out as a black man, because you are the ruler. You are supreme. You know, so we got to put it on our black woman. You know what I'm saying? We had to get past those black women that are using those wicked systems, because only the women can change the women ultimately. You know what I'm saying? So once we get down that path and give these women the code, like you need to be on code, then you know, then others will follow suit. And I've seen it happen.
But that would be easy to do. I agree with you. That would be very easy to do. But the problem is, let me just give you an example really quick of what I'm talking about. Let's talk about beauty supply stores. Most of them are not run by black women. They're run by black. I'm sorry. They're run by Asians. But black women support them. Now, with that being said, black men are more on code than black women are, because when was the last time, yourself included, most black men, last time I checked, would not let a person cut their hair or in their hair, period, unless they're black. But a black woman will shop, deal, do business with Asians, because black men aren't supporting those damn hair shops. We're not going there. I might go there, buy a bottle of grease once a month. I mean, like I said, most of that's Asian, and most of that's black women that are main customers. Now, how many times have black men told black women not to do business with those Asians in those communities? Because they made it very clear after they whooped their ass many times that they don't like you. But the black women still continue to do business with them anyway. That tells you right there that it's not about helping the community. It's about supporting everybody but the community. And look at what they do to their sons. Most of their sons, the white kids, when they turn 18, 20 years old, they go to state college. Most black kids, when they get from these single mothers, they go to state prison. That's the only state they'll see. And it's like I was arguing with this guy who was like, who called me a coon, and I don't care what you call me. And I'm like, yeah, because his son is like in the same position too. He says my son is 16, and he's gonna go to college when he turns 18. But his mother, his single mother is in charge of him, and he's struggling in school right now. But I'm like, well, how's he gonna go to college if he's already struggling through high school? He has no chance. And I'm like, the only college, yeah, I'm like, college, yeah, right. I'm like, what college is he going to see? What, barber or clown? He's like, what college is man going to really go to and have him be successful in if he can barely struggle through high school?
Mm-hmm. We got to get ourselves out of these institutions, man. It's these institutions that are bringing people to what they call a failure point. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of their institutions, period. You know what I'm saying? That need to go to these higher education things when now the best thing to do is to get a certificate. To get a certificate if you want to engage into the job force, into the workforce, you know what I'm saying? But once you get a certificate, then now you are putting yourself in a position to more or less work for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or get a trade or get something like that. Like get a trade. Like these higher education things are a scam. You know what I'm saying? They are a scam.
Oh,
I've seen it from they're a scam. Ultimately.
Yeah, so, well, let's look at Trump University.
They are.
Yeah. You know, remember Palmetto when Trump had Trump University, man, to find out that his shit was not even accredited. You know what I mean? Yeah, you see, so
but you
yeah,
know,
so
but you guys know, but here's the simplest thing that I got to see. You see what I'm saying? Everything that I say, you guys say, but I was telling this group of black men the other day, and they got, and the social workers and people got mad at me when I said it, but I still think it's true. I told them, look, you do not go into any school if they fit any of these three criteria. Number one, they cannot advertise on Jerry Springer, Maury, or any daytime television show. If they advertise on any of those daytime television shows, you do not go to that school. Number two, you do not go to any school that has an 800 number that you have to call to enroll. You do not go to any of those schools. Number three, you do not go to any school with 100 convenient campuses. As long as that school doesn't meet any of those three criteria, then you should probably attend. But they got mad at me for saying that. I'm like, well, that's how you avoid Trump. That's how you avoid all of them. They all have, they fit one of the three criteria, not all. And that's all. And like I said, that's what I'm telling to a group of black men. And I'm like, and I get shunned by older generation. I'm like, but that's, I think it's true. Tell me if you guys disagree with anything that last part.
Okay, go ahead, Palmetto.
I didn't hear him.
Well, I think that, you know, we had to get more into trade. The whole college thing, the scam, is used by scam artists.
Oh,
to,
yes, sir.
To get, you know, to get state-funded, you know, money and all that stuff like that, and government money and stuff like that. So,
exactly.
We got to get into our trades. We got YouTube University all day, you know, and perfect something. No, seriously. But you, of course, you're going to need outside help and hands-on, mm-hmm. Demonstrations. Because you don't want to just go out there off YouTube University. You know, you definitely want to get hands-on
right.
with everything that you do. But, you know,
right.
I mean, and the children are doing this. They're learning coding. I know 13-year-olds that know coding very well, you know.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, that's real good. And then on top of it,
they're learning coding. All these different things. So,
okay, that's real good.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, get a trade, get out of these institutions, because the longer we are in their institutions, the more they just guide us to wherever they wanted to guide us to, you know what I'm saying? So we need to start putting our own destiny, in our own hands as black people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's,
oh,
we
yes,
have,
sir.
We have to get, So that's what it is, you know. Get it how you live. That's how they. That's what they say, and that's just really how it. You know, how you should be. Like all the other stuff is just extra. I'm gonna ask you this question: what do you want to do?
Well,
what is, what drives you? What's your burning desire? What do you want to do, and what do you want
to
accomplish?
What do you want to do? Right. What do I want to do as far as what cleaning up the community, as far as schools? You got to be more specific as far as what?
No, I'm being very specific. Like, what drives you every day? Like, what is your purpose here?
Honestly, I'm at the point where you know, there's so much misinformation in the Black community. There's so many, you know, fabrications and outright lies that have been distorted Black community now to the point where now you got older people who believe that that's true.
Hold on a second, man. I'm going to interject on something right there. What lies are you talking about that older people believe was true?
Like I was just saying, let's just talk about schools, for example. I got, you know, the older people, the social workers and all them at the Boys and Girls Club, I was explaining this stuff to the kids. I was explaining, hey, you don't go to any school that advertises on daytime television. I mean, come on. It's like you're fucking 50, 60, however old you are. You should know that by now. If you lived your life, you would know that. And I'm only half your age. And I already know you don't go to any school to advertise on daytime. I don't care if it's Heald, ITT, Trump University, pick a university. If they advertise on daytime television, out. Period. If they have an 800 number, like I was telling you, to enroll. But, you know, I had people up there that were saying, well, they're good schools and they're trying to go to school, do all that. I'm like, well, they're wasting their time. Going to Wildtech, going to, what was that other one? Going to any schools, like I said, has 800 number to enroll. That's how you avoid the scams. That's how you avoid the bullshit. You need to have the people like me saying that to them. You don't go to any school, even if they're considering it, I'll shut them down. I'm like, dude, you don't go to any school that has 100 convenient campuses either. But, you know, they told me that I was the bad guy for saying that. So when these kids are now 18, 20 years old, they become 30, well, you just wasted 10 years of your life, which could have been avoided if you would have just listened and did your research and say, hey, you know what, they're scams. You would know that just – because I told you, it's like any of those three criteria. But tell me, I just lied. But they tried to make it look like I was for even saying it. I shouldn't. It's like the Black community. Especially most Black men, because they want Black men to fail. Especially the Black women. That's why I said most of those people up there who were
all these college and universities are scams. All of them are scams. The ones on daytime television, which I don't watch any daytime TV, so I don't know which ones those actually are. All of them are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just degrees of scamming. You know what I'm saying? Where you talk about higher education. Like I said, if you're going to go to higher education, the best thing to do is get a certificate in something. But
right.
That is only second
mm-hmm.
to getting a trade and getting not more
right.
knowledgeable in what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Getting as knowledgeable as possible and actually getting hands on, you know what I'm saying, boots on the ground. In actually doing these things that you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because waiting on the pink man's approval to do something is
right.
Is detrimental to you, you know what I'm saying? And they put you through all these false trials and they give you, you know, it's just they given us all these things to aspire to, you know what I'm saying? And then they switch the game. They're going to pay the Black woman more. Yes, absolutely. They're going to put her in higher positions. They're going to keep the Black men as low on the totem pole as possible for each
mm-hmm.
job. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
these things are systemic in the workforce. So we need to go outside
yeah,
of that.
Definitely.
We need to go outside of that workforce,
yeah.
And not only go outside of the workforce. We need to show the workers how to get outside of the workforce and start funneling
mm-hmm.
them out there. Create an underground railroad of sorts from employed to self-employed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
yes,
working
sir.
For what you're doing. You feel me?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, absolutely, Palmetto. And then not only that, as far as employment is concerned, the same thing with education, the same thing with logistics, the same thing as you pointed out, man, is 21st century technologies. Because like I said, you know, I'm one of the baby boomers. You know, I'm on my way out, you see. But for the generations after me or after my generation, no, that's exactly what you need to do. And then on top of it, is to set up, you know, some type of a military force as well, too, to protect ourselves. You see what I mean? And
okay, is anybody on?
Everybody's on.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. See, so I was just, you know, putting it out there is because, as you was pointing out, Palmetto, you know, that a lot of our young people should know this coding, and they should be knowing this high tech stuff that's going on as well too. Because, like I said, where I'm at right now, you should see all the damn off buildings going up. You should see all this construction that's being done. But at the same token, though, they want all our people to stay at home. And then the majority of the people that I see out there homeless in the Bay Area, living along the road, you see what I'm saying, along the railroad tracks and what have you, are black men, mainly our men folk. You see what I'm saying? Now, as what's his name saying, as far as the black woman is the worst thing that ever happened to the black community and all that, you have to understand that she has been used as a tool against the black man ever since the days of slavery. And it's very important that we have this knowledge right here. Now, brother does not have that knowledge, and I'm hoping that he does go ahead and get it, because I know, Palmetto, that you have the knowledge. You see what I'm saying? It's because of the work that you have done, man, you know, the points that you had made on, you know, on your podcast and show as well, too. And we definitely appreciate you coming in. But at the same token, it's very, very essential that we
do
not. Black
woman is the most loyal. They are more loyal to us. They are the providers and protectors. So they can to protect us. So the black woman, it's not the black woman's fault. Like I said, Pastor Bakashit is they only use them as a tool.
Right.
Well, you know.
Oh yeah, and that there was Palmetto's point right there that he was making is because you see the thing is though. Is that the thing is, though, is that on the plantation system, when they were demasculating black male, they had used the black woman to keep him in his places because out of fear for her unborn child, you know, they would do all these atrocities in front of her, quartering black men, castrating black men. You see what I'm saying? The great, always calling him a boy, and he was never to be looked upon as a man. So therefore, when we had certain figures in history that stood up as black men, you see what I'm saying? Quite naturally, of course, they want to erase these individuals from history. Now, this is what I've witnessed in my lifetime. You see what I'm saying? Certain individuals that they want to erase or that they try to marginalize, but at the same token, they want to sit up here and, as Palmetto says, put one of these pink asses up here talking about that, you know, here's all this and it's all that.
Too.
Just like that bullshit movie, man. What was that bullshit movie that they made, man, about John Brown? And there's something in there where they got some Negro in there, feminized, man, wearing fag clothes and all this other type of shit because they're trying to push agenda, and this is why I say fuck Hollywood and the whole goddamn city of Los Angeles. Because they sit up there, they perpetuate
the major film industry, right? Right, the major film industry are crazy. They are so bloodthirsty. Illuminati rituals and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, all that old type of stuff. Secret societies, man, you know, that they're going out here making all these sacrifices and what have you. Then, too, if you look at one of these photographs of Kim Kardashian, where she had these four black women, man, chained up like horses, you know what I'm saying? And probably taking them white movie executives where they go up there, suck their dicks, you know, make that damn porn and shit.
Yeah,
for their audition and all of that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to recognize
not just on the not only black women, also black men too.
Going
up there doing those those gay porn and shit. Like, what the hell?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You see what I'm saying? You know, so we have to look at that as well too. You see. But however, though, is that when you sit up here and look at guys like that Tommy Sotomayor trick, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm saying it on the air. You ain't shit. You're a bitch. You're a faggot. You got my goddamn fucking phone number, you son of a bitch. Give me a call. I'd be happy to meet with you. You know what I'm saying? Take it there. But as Mr. Palmetto had pointed out there that he does on his podcast, you see what I'm saying? That, hey, we don't want to be bothered with pink people, period, in our development. Yeah. We don't need people's influence whatsoever. We shouldn't even interact with these motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? And then also, go ahead, Palmetto.
Okay, back, Shabaka. And I just want to say this because my phone is about to die. But I'm going to try to call back, but my phone is about to die. But check out Too Raw for TV every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. If you hear then you are part of the revolution. Go in every Thursday. Last Thursday, we talked extensively about how to disarm the police is the only way we're going to really get peace out here. So we talked about a lot of different things. We had Dr. Claude Anderson on, Charlemagne the God. So come join us every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/2rawfortv. Call in 516-453-9174. I'm going to try to call back, y'all, but the revolution will not be televised.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
We definitely appreciate you
calling
in. Yes, sir. We definitely ain't got no love for Mr. Palmetto right there. Now, also, too, another thing that I want to bring up is getting back to this COVID shit, okay, is because they're saying is that they've seen an increase in it, you know, is because people are not doing the social distancing and all this other type of shit right there. But it's very, very interesting about how these businesses or these major corporations is going up in enjoying these record profits. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, people, you know, please join us at our conversation here. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our title tonight is Traitors and Their Detrimental Activities. And we're having an in-depth conversation of sellouts and the damage they continue to do to the black community. This episode is uncensored and is for those 18 years of age or older.
No, brother Shabaka, those other races are not awareness on all that bullshit. Yeah, they're not wearing these dang on masks or nothing. They just out there, not staying 6 feet away from each other. They just up and close and personal with theirs, but they just only want us to stay under 6 feet, stay 6 feet away and apart away from us.
Right.
Like that's
right.
Crazy.
And also,
if we don't wear those daggone so-called masks, the police take us down. Like what the?
Particularly what I was saying there, man. Yeah, on your side of the world there too, brother Isaiah, in Baltimore and in New York City as well too, where the police are coming out there brutalizing the black community because they ain't got no masks. Anything
right.
Like that, and out here, you know, the establishments, man, you know, they are making it that you got to wear the mask to go inside the store and all that. And then I do notice that the casinos in California, and Nevada as well too,
right,
they're starting to open back up. And, you know, they're having the people wearing the mask, but at the same damn token, man, you know, they still.
Hey, it's true. I'm tired wearing those damn masks too. And I hope this day going here doesn't kill this so-called virus or this day on radiation. Sure,
right.
I'm tired wearing it. Because every single day, and then already on the germs,
exactly.
We got nothing to clean it off with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother, you know, you used to use some hand sanitizer, Brother Isaiah, and then, of course, man, you know, and then give you a lot of citrus acid in your system, man, and also, too, make you a mixture of some ginger and some, let me see, lemon and lime, you know, say, because that's that powerful citrus acid. From what I understand about this shit, man, is that it grows off in your nasal cavities and in your throat area, so therefore, if you got that good steam going there through there, man, you know, it's supposed to take it up out of there. And then on top of it, too, is that I do notice that in some of the counties in California, is that they're reopening up anyway. And these are mainly your rural counties, pretty much where you got your Trump supporters, you know, your Reaganites, you know what I'm saying, or former Reagan supporters and what have you. In the inner cities and what have you, they definitely are still trying to regulate us very, very tightly. You see what I mean? And then the protests that are going on, they're trying to say that they're going to have another second wave of this coronavirus coming out. Now, me personally, the opinion, man, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. It's because what they're trying to do is they're trying to push this vaccine shit. Yeah, say that's another
thing. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to push that shit to the limit. Like, come on now. I've said this before. I've said it again. We are not taking it. So they make it over it.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. And I don't recommend you take it. And then also, too, if any of our women have to go down there and have the babies, to have examinations, what have you, you know, definitely take some soldiers, with you ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when they try to go up there and make the move, you know, on you to give you that vaccine or what have you, just go ahead and put the work in on them. Just say, they need your permission, you know, to inject that shit off into your body. The shit is filled up with formaldehyde. It's filled up with pig piss, pig shit. Let's see, aborted fetuses.
All kinds of shit.
Let's see, AIDS. Let me see. You know, it's all bad. And then also, too, there's a gentleman, a doctor by the name of Dr. Shiva. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's the dude, man, who invented not the internet, but the email of it. He's done a great deal of research, and he went up there to prove that you could pull him up on the internet. Dr. Shiva, the last name is spelled S-A-I-V-A, and he is pretty much saying for all practical purposes that this is a bunch of bullshit, that these motherfuckers have went out there, did this shit here deliberately. You know, see? And then not to mention the fact that there's no bastards over here in Silicon Valley is that they got a stake interest in it as well, too. Now, if they sitting up here working with microchips, and if they're working up here with stuff, man, you know, that you cannot see with the naked eye, who is to say that they are not taking this coronavirus, okay, and manipulating it, putting it inside the people and turning on switches and whatnot to make it do certain things that it does? In addition to, there's been a great deal of research and knowledge dropped on about these damn 5G towers, where this shit might just be radiation poisoning.
That's all that is, them damn towers.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, so if you got that there with the radiation poisoning, you see, and then of course if they can manipulate this stuff here, you know, up here at this raggedy ass place called Silicon Valley. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, even in this warp part of the galaxy, 2 + 2 must equal 4. And keep in mind, Silicon Valley is posh, very, very posh. $1 trillion industry over here. There should not be not one person, not so much in the United States, but around the world, because of all the wealth they generate here in this raggedy motherfucker. And what I mean by calling this raggedy is I'm talking about the mindset of the people that's manipulating this shit.
Right.
Yeah, these here
it's going out of hand. This shit takes a lot of hand. That shit is going like I'm out of hand. We need to create our own medicine of fuck the vaccine. We need to create our own everything. We need to heal ourselves. First and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, anyway, we're going to go on here and end this podcast this evening. Okay, Brother Isaiah, you got any closing comments?
I got to say this, black power, black love, black unity, black everything. We need to come together. We need to a black man, a black woman, and black child. It's the Holy Trinity. It's the original Holy Trinity, so we got to get back into that. because black love is powerful. Black love is everything. One love, mm-hmm. much love.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do, man, we're going to show this evening here. Okay, now let's, of course, 510, not the 510 area code, if he's got any closing comments.
No, don't give him nothing.
Okay. All right, yeah, I don't even think he's responding anyway, so we're just going to go on here and just cut him out. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, what we're going to do is that I'm going to go on here and end this episode tonight, Asada Shakur, talking about the future.
Yep.
So, gentlemen, listen to Shabbat always. I've listened to Shabbat and Black Experience, June 12, 2020.
Take it away.